Interlude. Severkos. Three slaves huddle in the shadows of Imperial turrets, hiding behind a jagged rock as the battle rages. Hatchet, the Weequay, whose craggy face is marked by a central scar running down between his eyes, down the length of his nose, over his lips, and even to his chin. Palabar, the Quarren, whose tentacled face is chapped and chafed and peeling, for the air here is so dry and full of particulate, it will slowly abrade you, sure as water erodes rock. And Greybok, the one-armed Wookiee, a beast who hovers over the both of them and protects them, even as an A-Wing slams into the Red Rock mountainside above, raining debris upon them.
"We must run," Hatchet hisses. "The Imperials are winning this battle, and when they do, the mines will again be theirs. We will again be theirs."
The Quarren nods. Palabar has been so traumatized over the years that he goes wherever the wind takes him, cowering and nodding and whimpering in the dark. Greybok roars, a guttural growl of dissent. He shakes his one fist in rage, baring his teeth as he ululates. The Imperial turrets spit fire across the open plain, leading up to the mouth of the spice mine. Other slaves huddle about, some wounded, others dead, most just trying to survive however they can. Greybok growls again, his head lifting, his filthy matted fur shaking. Hatchet shakes his head.
"You're mad! We cannot help the rebels win! This is not our war, you walking pelt! Our only hope is not to die!"
But in a rare fit of dissent, Palabar says,
What if the Wookiee is right? What if this is our only chance? If we run, they'll find us."
Greybok barks in agreement. He shakes his arm again. The Severkos slave masters took his other one many years ago when he tried to escape. Their masters were not themselves Imperials, but this mine has long been in the grip of the Empire. Officers coming to inspect the proceedings, to take a tithing of credits and spice. The Empire does not frown on slaves, but rather was built on their backs. The credits in the Imperial coffers are earned by those who are kept against their will. Whole species. Greybok knows all of this. He is no common worker, though that is his purpose here, to swing a pneumohammer and pulverize rock. Once, he was a tribal diplomat. He knows the rough shape of things. He is no fool. And though he is no warrior, today he has cause to try.
"Don't go out there!" Hatchet spits. "Don't be a fool, Wookiee!"
But the Wookiee doesn't care. Greybok just wants to be free. He stands up, roars the battle cry of his people. Then he runs into battle, ducking laser fire. An Imperial in mechanized battle armor wheels on him, turning a heavy handheld cannon toward him. But Greybok has speed and surprise, and gets under his attacker and flings the heavy trooper into a crevasse. Greybok never stops moving. He has a plan. There ahead, a corral. High fence with electrified gate. Inside are three more slaves. These easily 10 times the size of Greybok. Rancors. Creatures made vicious by the slavers. Forced to march in the outer canyons to keep the slaves from attempting escape. Everyone knows that if you did make it to those canyons, the rancors there would hunt you and eat you. But when the Imperials come, the rancors are drawn back to their high fence corral and kept. They don't like anybody, slave or Imperial. The rancors are trained only to like the slavers who train them. These rancors are here now, on the side of the Imperials. They gnash their teeth and scream. One of them is smaller than the others, bright yellow eyes and gray-green face. The others are rust-red, like the mountains in this part of Severkos. Bigger, too. Greybok bolts toward the corral, scooping up a heavy rock as he goes. The rancors turn toward him, shrieking. Greybok roars back and begins to bang the rock against the massive lock holding the electrified gate closed. The Rancor stops screaming and watch what he's doing with intense fascination. Imperials start to yell. Laser bolts pepper the ground near his feet and sizzle against the fence. He keeps going. Until the lock cracks in half and drops. The crackling serpents of electricity that once crawled all over the corral fence suddenly flicker and die. The charge is gone, and the gate starts to swing open. The smaller Rancor roars and bats the gate open with the back of its hand. The gate catches Greybok and flings him to the ground. His head cracks against a rock, and everything goes blurry. Above him, dizzy shapes as the three Rancors escape. Screams ensue. Something explodes. Men yelling in panic. Then suddenly, someone appears over Greybok. A slaver. A Zygarian. Mouth twisted up in feral rage. The master seethes.
What have you done, slave?
Greybok tries to stand, but the Zygarian points one of their terrible weapons, a blaster called a Needler. The slaver spins a dial on the side and pulls the trigger. Ropes of red lightning flicker from the tip of the weapon and surround the one-armed Wookiee. Everything is light and pain and fire. He can't even roar. He can only choke and gurgle. Blackness bleeds in at the edges. The Zygarian means to kill him. That is one of the powers of the Needler. It can cause a little pain or a whole lot of it. Enough, over a short period, to seize your heart and kill you. But then, it stops. The fire recedes. The pain fades, though the memory will long remain. The Zygarian drops. There stands Hatchet, holding a bludgeoning rock of his own. Greybok roars a thank you, and then darkness takes him. Though only for a moment, or so he thinks. He opens his eyes, and it feels like no time has passed at all. Except it has. Hatchet sits there, picking his teeth with a broken stick. All around is the waste of war. The turrets of fire. Rebels rounding up slavers. Canisters of spice thrown into a crackling fire. One of the Rancors lies dead. One of the big ones. The gray-green one and the other rust-red monster are nowhere to be found, and no sounds of them can be heard. Greybok roars a question. The Weequay answers,
What happened this? We won! Or the rebels won. Well, somebody won, and it wasn't the Empire or the slavers.
Nearby, Palabar holds his knees close with his long arms. His tentacles search the air anxiously. He asks,
What happens now?
Greybok echoes the question in a low, thrumming grumble. As a rebel soldier passes by, Hatchet calls out to her.
Hey, honey! What happens now? For us, I mean. The slaves!
She smiles a little, but Greybok sees that she looks lost, too. All she can do is shrug.
I don't know. Nobody knows. You're free, though.
The woman keeps on moving. She kicks a stormtrooper helmet out of the way, and then she's gone. In the distance, the sound of another battle. Greybok wonders if all of Severkos will fall, or if it will be reclaimed by the Empire. The future is suddenly unpinned, evolving, spinning, leaping about like a panicked tree lure-more. Hatchet laughs a mirthless sound.
Nobody knows. You hear that, fellas? Nobody knows what happens next.
He sniffs and stands up.
Whatever it is, I guess we're the ones who got to do it. Let's walk. We're free now. Might as well act like it. See what the galaxy has to offer a trio of no-good, no-class ex-slaves. Yeah?